Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I'm delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings. And after that we will have the creed. Collect for this second Sunday after Trinity. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The first reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 and 13 to 25. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbour as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you'll be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to Luke, chapter 9, beginning at the 51st verse. Glory to you, O Lord. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking down the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us unto Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
We're going to be learning from Galatians 5, verse 1, and then 13 to the end. The other day, I had a eureka moment. So unlike Archimedes, I didn't run naked down the streets of Chipstead, you'll be pleased to hear. But I was excited to learn that the fruit that we see talked about in Galatians 5, 22 is fruit and not fruits with an S on the end. And I hope you notice that I've got my basket of fruit here. And it was a eureka moment because there is a difference in it being fruit and not fruits, in that the gifts, the fruit of the Spirit all come together in one basket like this. They all grow from being in relationship or being in step with the Spirit. It's a vine fruit thing that we heard talked about last week from Erin. It's a growth thing. It's a Holy Spirit thing. It's a pruning and sharpening and growing and feeding and watering thing. And for me, that was a eureka moment when I realized these are not individual things that we can strain or strive for. They are one whole lot of gifts or fruit that are given to us when we live, when we abide in Christ. And I never really grasped that before, that a distinction in fruit versus fruit was important. But the clue is in verse 22 of Galatians, and you may want to find Galatians in the Pew Bibles or in your Bible at home. Verse 22, and I'm going to read from the Message version. But what happens when we live God's way? Yes, it says this in the Message version. What happens when we live God's way? what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. To have Christ produce fruit in us by living him in him, different gifts from which you may only have one, the gifts of the Spirit we see in 1 Corinthians 12, such as evangelism, speaking in tongues, prophecy, miraculous powers, wisdom. You may only get one of those or be given one of those for a particular time, for a particular moment, or you may be able to have one and not the other. Whereas these fruit we read about in Galatians 5, the fruit singular, God wants to produce them all in our lives. The fruit are his product. They're not ours. When we live God's way, as it says here in the message, what happens when we live God's way? Remember that. What happens when we live God's way? God wants to produce all of these fruit in us. We don't just grow in one area, kindness, but we're not gentle, joyfulness, but we don't have any peace. All these things grow together as we live in step with the Spirit of God. And you know, Erin talked last week from John chapter 15 exactly of this, of being connected as branches to the vine, Jesus being the trunk, the centre of the vine, and thereby is the provider of our nutrients, of all that we need. But we have to have an active act of remaining in relationship with Jesus, of living in him, of him living us, of spending time with God. So that our thoughts and our desires and our motivations are from God. It's God's will in us as we remain in him. The purpose being so that God's love and his blessings and his fruit overspill and touch not only ourselves, but the people around us and ultimately our community and the world, so that we can give hope to the world. So let's go back to the fruit. Let's go back to the verses I was given. I was given chapter 5 of Galatians, verse 1, and then verse 13 to the end. So I was a bit intrigued. Why verse 1? What was important about verse 1? And again, if you can have that open, you may find it useful. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, and again, I'm reading from the Message version, very nice pink version I've got here. Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. What does that mean? So it says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Freedom from what? What have we been set free from? We've been set free from having to work to gain our salvation. We have been set free from the law, from having to abide with the law, from having to get everything absolutely tip-top right. We've been set free from having to strive to be good, set free from having to try to be always kind, always gentle, always joyful, always faithful, always peaceful, always self-controlled, when our human nature and our sinful nature wants us just to be the opposite, as it says in the rest of this chapter. You know, every day we have to make decisions as how we're going to live, what we're going to do or not do, what we're going to say or not say. And it's obvious that the kind of life that develops is how we choose to live our lives. We're naturally selfish. We naturally want to seek our own way, our own fulfillment, our own pleasure, our own gain. And it says in verse 17, for the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. So what we're set free from is that striving for salvation, because we are forgiven of our sins by the death of Jesus on the cross. That is why he died for us, because we cannot be perfect. We cannot always get it right, and we won't. We are set free to live a life in step with the Spirit. So more about fruit. Fruit doesn't grow overnight. Now, when we lived in Uganda for 5 years, and in our garden we had an avocado tree that had been planted probably a couple of years before we got there. We lived there for 5 years, and in those 5 years, not one single avocado grew on that tree. But in the year after we left, it has had a bumper crop. Slightly annoying for us anyway. Fruit takes time to grow. We should look for progress with our fruit and not perfection. We should see us moving and growing in the areas of the fruit of the Spirit as God works in us, watering us, pruning us, shining on us, growing us. And you know, you can't see growth as it's happening. Many of you will have had children, and you know, you can't see them growing. But when Auntie Maud comes back next Christmas, she'll say, "Oh, Johnny, haven't you grown?" So often we don't see the fruit growing until, or the display of the fruit, until it is tested, until it's measured. Put the measuring stick up and see if we've grown. And you know, when we all have the fruit basket of fruit, every single one of those fruit will be displayed in us. But some of us may say, well, what about self-control? That's a really tricky one. But you know, if we're patient, if we're peaceful, if we're gentle, if we're kind, if we're faithful, if we're loving, then that self-control will follow. And so let me implore all of us, I speak for myself, when somebody or something irritates you, if you are displaying the fruit, if you're heavy laden with grapefruits and pineapples and lemons and oranges, then your patience, your kindness, your gentleness will be so overwhelming that you will also display self-control. And when we're in circumstances when we need to display self-control or any of those fruit, ask God to fill you with his Spirit, to grow you, to help you. Now, I wonder whether St. Margaret's has had the gardener working on us, on the vine, on our tree, on our fruit tree, pruning us, removing branches that were not bearing fruit, that were either dead or just not bearing fruit, trimming us, sharpening us, pruning us, a bit painful at times. And my question to us all is, are we at a turning point? The pruning has been done. And now we're in a time of nurturing, of watering, of shining, of growth. We are called to live in Christ, to remain, to dwell in him by faith. And as we do so, the Holy Spirit will mould us, will shape us, will change us, will prune us, will grow us, so that the whole basket of those fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will be displayed, will overflow and bless not only us, the people who surround us, our community, the world. So let me read verse 25 in conclusion. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, this life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. To the glory of God. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who is great mercy, hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul says. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine, so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave him thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And we join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, that of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.